car passes street after street of nondescript housing. Children are playing outside, but they all look scared of their environment. The only adults in sight are the homeless huddled round mountains of burning garbage. Some animals run along the curbs. They're unlike anything you've ever seen. They have multiple heads and eyes. The kids chase after them on their bikes, hounding them through the broken fences of a play park, where they take cover in the rotting plastic tubes of yesteryear. An old man sat in a tricycle shouts, "Get me good, I need some eating." He's wearing a shower cap and thinking of the desert. On the horizon, a tribe appear like the burnt remnants of a wildfire. They're stick thin, they carry staffs and shields and begin to dance. From amongst them, the largest member of the group surfaces. It's clad in feathers. It isn't thin, but fat, with bounty in its belly and laden with treasures in its arms. Its beak glows gold and reflects rays onto the side of a neighbouring office block. A man stands watching the procession, then signals for the blinds to be closed. The occupants of the car look like crash test dummies. Their heads hang forward, the side of their skulls translucent, and you can see imitation brains.